or in a dramatic Game 7.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Dramatic Game 7. Let's take one of your teams, Ben. It can't be football because they only play one game. Who's your favorite hockey team?
The Predators.
The Preds, right? Ben loves the Preds. Best thing about watching the Preds play is what? Watching the Preds play.
No, you're
You know
wrong.
What I mean?
You're wrong.
With a seventh game, you get seven games. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather watch seven hockey games than just four.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
You have done this to yourself. All I have to do is kick away the chair, my friend. The most famous Predator series of the last 5 years when they swept the Chicago Blackhawks. And now Chicago cannot argue with Nashville ever because all they have to say is, hey, brooms.
Buddy,
brooms.
Brooms. Sure, they beat the
brooms.
Blackhawks, but you remember what
hey,
happened.
Hey, Chicago, you trying to talk trash to me? You got swept. Brooms.
On 1340 WKGN.
Sweeping the team makes such a statement of, hey, we're better than you. When it's a sweep, you leave no doubt. Nothing. There is nothing worse than losing a playoff game. And you've
game
given
seven
me that pain.
Is massive.
And you've given me that pain three times.
But
no
game
thanks.
Seven becomes so massive.
Brooms out, bitch.
Just watch.
Sweep. Sweep. Number two, kick it off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I've had phlegm in my throat for three straight weeks now. I can't get rid of it. I don't know if I'll ever sound the same. I don't know if I'll ever enjoy talking again. It's a struggle for me to talk, which is bad for what I do for a living.
Perhaps you could choose another career field.
Yeah, it's not too late to get in the truck and just drive, baby. Just drive.
You don't have a truck.
I'll get a truck. Don't worry about me. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us?
Thanks, John. Arby's has a $5 combo for crispy fish and small fries, looks like. I don't know why that's on my news page. Damar Hamlin will play in the NFL again, he says. He wants to play again. Remember the guy who died on the field mm-hmm. recently? Well, the Bills GM, Brandon Bean, spoke to the media and confirmed that he visited with Hamlin recently. He was told Hamlin wants to play in the NFL, and they say that after his visits with doctors that it's, quote, trending in the right direction.
Well, that's good.
He's got to make at least one more doctor visit soon. It's been roughly 2.5 months since Hamlin went into cardiac arrest in Cincinnati. Since then, he's made quite a bit of progress, as you can see. Okay, moving along. Alan Lazard, happy to join the Jets. He's eyeing Aaron Rodgers' arrival. The receiver, Lazard, said he signed with the Jets because of the bright lights of the city and a strong affinity for his new offensive coordinator.
Wait, who said this?
Alan Lazard.
Okay. He didn't say anything about Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey, yeah, he told me they're getting Aaron Rodgers, so I figured I'd keep playing with him. I like playing with him.
He said he likes the bright lights of the city. And likes his new offensive coordinator. Obviously, standing here today, it feels good knowing that 12 is going to be my quarterback again, he said on a Zoom call today.
Oh. Kennesaw State on a 12-3 run to tie the game up at 23.
Looks like it's definitely going to happen, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets here.
Oh, yeah, we're at halftime.
After five seasons with the Packers, Lazard, 27, signed a four-year, $44 million contract with the Jets.
Okay.
He said he recently talked with Rodgers at a fitness facility in L.A. where they both train in the offseason. He indicated his decision to play for the Jets was not contingent upon Rodgers deciding the same, but he is happy to see him. Happy to be there because of the bright lights of the city. If the bright lights don't deceive you, I hope you'll come back home.
Is that from a song about New York?
Matchbox 20 song called Bright Lights. Familiar with it?
No.
Cooper Rush and
the
Cowboys.
Matchbox 20 song boys. I know is 3 a.m.
You must be lonely. Mm-hmm. Cooper Rush and the Cowboys agree to a 2-year deal.
Slide. Did they do slide
too? The Goo Goo Dolls.
Nah, close enough. Is there really a difference?
A little bit. They're both I mean, pretty similar type of one. Yeah, you know, the other
does that count?
That's Rob Thomas.
I mean,
the other night,
Matchbox 20 was lead singer, though.
Yeah. How many Matchbox 20 songs do you think I can name?
I don't care how many you can name.
Give me a number.
No.
I want to do it.
I don't want to.
I like playing this game. Please.
Yeah, no.
Come on. Mm-mm. Come on. Let me show off a little.
No.
Let me show the audience what I can do. Let me add them.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
No.
Unleash me.
No one's going to be able to fact check your
people
Matchbox
are be,
20 songs.
Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
It's very easy to fact check. They'll be so impressed.
They won't be.
Come on. What's the number?
28.
God.
Really?
They didn't have that many albums. They're not the Stones.
Well, I mean, I've already given you like three.
28?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't get to 28.
All right, 24.
3 a.m., Push, Bright Lights, Real World, Bent, Damn, She's So Mean, Girl Like That.
Oh, from the American Pie 2 soundtrack.
What?
Is that a Girl Like That? No, that's If I Could Be Like That. Never mind. Disregard.
That's Three Doors Down, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Different.
Unwell. Oh, man. I'm only at, what, like 9?
Yeah.
Name. No, wait. Name is not one.
Name
is Goo Goo Dolls.
I don't see a name.
There's one X. I know your name. Bright Lights, Real World.
You already said that.
Stop, Long Day. There's no way I can get to 24. What am I at, like 12?
11.
11?
You said 9, then you got 2 more. You got Rest Stop and
Long Day.
So, I mean, 9 plus 2 is 11. From 9 to 11.
3 a.m. Push.
You already said all those.
Real World. I mean, I've done pretty good getting to 12.
Not for, you got to 11. Not for you to be so enthusiastic about doing it.
I mean, I thought maybe you'd say like 10. Can you name 10? I could definitely name 10. I mean, I don't think you could have. I definitely could get a couple more, but it would take me some time. So I'll just stop. Oh, yeah. If you're gone.
Yeah.
That's a good song. They got a lot of good songs. All those songs are bops. They all kind of sound the same, but they're all bops, you know?
Yeah. They had a nice little run. I would have counted Smooth just because it's Rob Thomas.
Yeah, I guess you could count Smooth.
I would have counted that. Man, it's a hot one. I mean, he's the only singer on it, so I mean.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got any more headlines?
Yeah. Cooper Rush and the Cowboys.
Gotta be honest,
signed a little
disappointed in your
in what?
In your performance there.
I mean, I could name more, but it would be like it would drag on now. Like
it already drug on.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Popular weight loss drug Ozempic can be easy to get online, and that's a problem, say companies.
Why? Is it bad for you?
No, it's good for you. It helps you lose weight. I need to get on it.
So what's the?
It's for people with diabetes. So I definitely could get it if I wanted it.
I'm just saying, what's bad about it being easily accessible?
I don't know. I need to get it. Why am I not on it? I probably should be on it. Is Guinness really good for you?
Yes. Probably. Have never seen anybody die of Guinness.
What is this?
We got some big world news you haven't gotten to. The International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant
for Joe Biden?
Russian President Vladimir Putin for alleged war crimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Guinness, like other Irish stouts, enjoys a seasonal popularity every St. Paddy's Day. It's also been touted as apparently being good for you.
I wish I had a Guinness right now.
So they're going to arrest Putin? Who can arrest him?
I mean, I don't know if they can arrest him.
I don't think
they
can arrest Putin.
They put a warrant out. I mean, I don't know if that means they'll go try to get him.
Who did?
The World Criminal Organization? Or I don't know. What'd I say?
There's like a world police? Team America? World police?
Team America.
I mean, that's what it seems like.
America.
The International Criminal Court. Whatever that is. The International Criminal Court.
The ICC.
I think that's for the Olympics, but I guess it does work too.
International Criminal Court. That sounds pretty scary. That sounds like some tough guys there.
I guess the Olympics is IOC though, right? Yeah, so I guess it is the ICC.
Oh, no. You know what's going to happen. You
need to get the ICP after him.
What's
they'd
that?
Get it done. The Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they'd get him.
All the juggalos will go down there and they'll get him.
Was that one of your favorite groups?
No. I didn't like them. But I do like the juggalos. They seem to be committed to the cause.
You like hummus?
Yeah. A little bit.
I just got an ad for it. It looks pretty good.
I ate some hummus on Sunday, actually.
You know, Jordan, you know, he's like Arabian. He showed me a trick when we were in college that his ancestors eat, and I didn't know anything about it because I was a redneck from Arkansas. And he said, here's what you do. And he just put a pita bread in the microwave and then dipped it in hummus. It's a very good snack. It's delicious, actually. Just warm pita bread and hummus.
I was going to say, I eat pita bread in there, but I guess I'd never just throw it in the microwave.
Put it in the microwave for like 15 seconds, then you get hot pita with hummus. Pretty good.
So he
pretty good stuff.
He showed you how to use a microwave. Like, what's the?
Yeah. Well, I'd never
showed you that hot food is better than cold food. Like, what?
I'd never eaten pita bread with hummus, and I tried it and I really liked it.
Oh, okay.
So now occasionally I'll eat Mediterranean. You know, we had a sponsor for a while there. I think they were Mediterranean. I went there.
I did too.
Wasn't bad. They're not a sponsor anymore though, are they?
No.
Then I won't tell who it was. But I do like the fried, what is it, the chickpeas that you fry up in the little ball?
Sure.
What do they call it? Falafel.
Do you get any more headlines?
Not really for this hour. Guinness is good for you, says a study. That's enough news. I gave you like four NFL headlines, did a little Matchbox 20, a little hummus talk, and
Where did Matchbox 20 come from? What are they up to?
I don't know. I don't know. You said something about the Goo Goo Dolls. Did you know Third Eye Blind was here the other night, too?
No.
They were at the Civic Auditorium just three nights ago. I didn't realize they were here until I started driving people over there. I was like, who are you going to see? And they said, Third Eye Blind here tonight. I said, oh. Jumper.
Did you tell them to always keep their third eye open? Mm-mm. Stay woke?
No. Is that what they say?
Metallica? Yeah, always got to keep your third eye open.
Is that Metallica?
Bro.
I think that's Metallica.
Illuminati.
What?
Huh?
You're in it?
I wish.
I think it exists.
Yeah, but we're not ever going to get invited.
We should. That seems like big news about Putin.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's going to lead to a war. I don't know. I don't know what it means. My foreign affairs is a little lacking. Cam, send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. It'd always be nice if Cody saved his profound thoughts for the air instead of saying it when we come on the air. But yeah, he just said something that's pretty profound. He's watching the tournament and just said, damn, all these games are just a fight. And it's true.
Well, I was just thinking, like, if you're a three seed and you're Xavier and you feel like you've been really good all year and you've beaten a lot of really good teams, and then all of a sudden here you are fighting for your life in the first round against somebody that most people have never heard of.
Kennesaw State.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 2-point game, and you have, you know, you start getting a little tighter, and next thing you know, it's going to be tied at halftime, and you're in the locker room like, man, we got 20 minutes left to not embarrass ourselves.
As a three seed. And yet the 14 you're playing is this hard.
That's why being a one seed is so valuable, because that's now, in today's age of the tournament, that's really the only, like, almost foregone conclusion, but even then, Houston was kind of fighting for their lives yesterday in that matchup. But for the most part, all the one seeds easily won. But
Kansas had to fight for a half.
Yeah. No, Kansas was in a dogfight for, like you said, a half.
Yeah. They ended up pulling away pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even the 15s and 2s now. I mean, it seems like about every year a 15 beats a 2.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, UCLA took care of business against UNC Asheville. But we saw Arizona go down, and I would imagine Marquette and Vermont's going to be a dogfight because Marquette's one of those two seeds that's not really a two seed. Like,
Vermont's pretty good.
Well, like, Marquette fits the bill of, like, maybe, like, Bruce's first team where you overachieve through, like, grit and determination, but, like, when you actually get to the tournament, everything's going to be a grind because you're not actually that good.
Yeah.
Like, From what I watched of Marquette, I'm not going to act like I'm an expert on Marquette, but when I watched them in the Big East tournament especially, it seems like they just had a hot shooting run and, like, they don't really have, like, any NBA players, so it's like they're going to have, like, a big size or talent advantage over people. So I'd imagine they're going to struggle a bit with Vermont.
Aren't they the Catamounts?
They are. That's where my boy Taylor Coppenrath went. I remember what him and Jerry McNamara, I guess, swapping shots in like the 2004 tournament.
It's a fight. You just got to survive in advance. A lot of pressure on everybody.
Kennesaw State up again.
Well, you get a reset after you win. Like, if you win, the next game is going to be different. Like, maybe you play better.
Mm-hmm. Ideally, you get the second round win, and then you get the several days reset. You know, you have to really prepare for your third opponent.
For almost everyone, making the second weekend is the goal. Like, not the one seeds or whatever. Like, there's some people that are championship or bust or Final Four or bust. But, like, you can at least feel yourself accomplishing something. Like, you get a banner. Like, every school puts up a banner for Sweet 16s, I'd imagine. I mean, maybe Kentucky doesn't. I don't know if they have any Sweet 16
that
banners.
That is kind of a brag. From, like, the Kentucky people, are like, yeah, we don't hang Sweet 16 banners.
Do they not?
I feel like they're one of those that don't.
They might not, but they're a blue blood. I mean, they are. Like, they're our biggest rival or whatever, but they are better than us in basketball. No one questions that.
Well,
we
don't hang Sweet 16 banners, do we? We just have –
Well, you have a banner, then you add a year to
and
it.
And you add a year.
Yeah, you don't add – well, yeah, I mean, when I say hang a banner, that's what I mean. You don't put up –
Not going to do a whole banner for
– Right. You add it to the year, though.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, one of the best things Danny White did was take down the NIT banner.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that was embarrassing. So, like, I'm glad we got rid of that. But, like, I think for almost every program, adding a year to your Sweet 16 banner is a big accomplishment. So that's almost everyone's goal that's playing. Xavier, they won a Sweet 16. Get there and roll the dice. Like,
yeah.
Everyone pretty much except the one seed that's probably feeling that way.
And you can say you're one of the 16 best. You know, you're almost elite. You got to win one more game to be elite, but then you're elite.
Get there and roll the dice.
I hope we can make a run. I mean, I don't feel great about Duke. They seemed really good yesterday, but they seem to be playing well.
No, Duke's playing really well. But you know, Oral Roberts is one of those teams that just wasn't ready for the moment. I'm not saying Tennessee is going to be ready for the moment, but Tennessee is not going to look at Duke and be shocked.
We're not
going to
be scared.
Yeah, like Tennessee has played top 10 teams this year, and they've beaten them. Like, Duke's not a top 10 team. Maybe you could say they're playing like a top 10 team now. I mean, I know a lot of people are.
In fact, we've beaten all of them that we've played.
Yeah.
When we play a top 10 team, we win.
Yeah. And you could say, well, that's a different Tennessee team. That team had Zakai, whatever.
We were at home.
Not for all of them. Not for Kansas, but.
No.
Tennessee's not going to look at Duke and be afraid. They'll probably look at Duke and be motivated. Last night, Oral Roberts looked at Duke and they were afraid.
Duke still carries that name brand, that name value, too. It's a good program to go up against.
I don't know how many, like, Power 5 schools are still scared of this version of Duke, but, like, someone like Oral Roberts is going to be, like, some small school from Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're not ready for the bright
stage. So glad I didn't
pick Oral
Roberts.
Which is funny, because a couple years ago they weren't scared of Florida and went in.
Yeah.
Rocked there.
And I mean,
Ohio State.
Maybe they weren't actually afraid. Maybe they just played poorly. I mean, like, maybe that's me, like, giving them some aura or whatever. But, like, I don't know. They looked scared last night. They did beat Ohio State.
A couple years ago.
That was like one of the first games of the tournament, right? Maybe it's like slot a team in on prime time against Duke and it looks a little different. I don't know. Or maybe just Duke, you know, hit all their shots and dominate them.
I'm excited to play Duke. We don't get to play Duke that often. Kind of wish Coach K was still there, though. We could be the ones to end his career.
Nah, I'd rather let John Shire cut his teeth. In his first real tournament game. I know they won one last night, but
he didn't have to
make any big decisions last night. Last night was roll the ball out, get a lead, and, like, you'll win. But like,
we could be the first ever team to knock out a post-Coach K Duke coach team out of the NCAA tournament.
That's a good opportunity.
How about that? They'll be wishing they had Coach K back after tomorrow.
Yeah.
You think he'll be watching?
I would imagine so.
You think Bell Knox will be watching?
He might be rooting for us.
What if Bell Knox was watching with Coach K?
Coach K might want to protect his legacy a little bit. He might be rooting for Tennessee to win. That way they don't feel like they don't need him.
I bet he might be a little bit. Russell just walked in. He's wearing green.
Like Roy Williams looked a little disappointed yesterday, like last year.
Somebody's in the spirit.
Whenever Carolina went to the national championship in the first year without him, he looked a little disappointed.
Why are they showing us?
Because we're just
SEC, bro.
And Pfizer.
SEC.
Get your COVID shot at Pfizer.
If you were an SEC fan, you have to be vaccinated. That's what the commercial just said.
Never would have thought I'd see Jerron Maimon in a commercial for a COVID vaccine.
Do they have to get his permission if I'm him? Like, hey.
Hey, I'm an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
It just means more.
Relaxing.
I know. What's inflationbuster.com? What a good commercial.
Inflation Buster.
They look so relaxed on here.
I don't know.
If you're stressed, go to inflationbuster.com.
Yeah, like a great family.
We could use some right now, some inflation busting.
That's a rocket mortgage thing.
Watch party tomorrow night. Or I guess not tomorrow night, excuse me. Tomorrow, little late lunch action at Craven Wings. Come watch Tennessee Duke. You going to swing by, Cody? How you feeling about watching the game with the crowd? Are you going to stay by yourself? You going to hang out with the boys? What are you going
to
do?
Hard to say. You'll just have to show up there and see. Maybe I'll be there and maybe I won't.
Craven Wings over at Chodo.
Where?
1-2. It's like over there near like the lake areas, I think is what Chodo is. Like basically you drive on the other end of Farragut. It's 12350 South North Shore Drive. The wings are immaculate. So if you're in the mood for some wings and
if you're craving them.
If you're craving the wings, Craven Wings.
You've had these wings?
The wings are good. I vouch for the wings. I think I got
what kind of wings? Are they big or small?
I want to say I got like the boneless like fingers. So like basically.
So you haven't had the wings?
Well, like I
do haven't had the actual wings.
Is it breast meat or wing meat?
I did like the boneless fingers. Tossed in barbecue sauce, I want to say, is what I did last
Bang!
Time.
Sound pretty good.
They were delicious.
Maybe I'll go today.
Well, that's fine, too. You can go today and not come tomorrow. That's fine.
Do you expect a good turnout?
I don't know.
Will you be there?
It's not my barbecue. I told Russell I'd be there because I support Russell. I try to support all the station activities when we do remotes. I do my best for any type of, like, get-together. I try to go by and give my business. I like to support people, make the sponsors happy, support to my brothers. You know, when we had other remotes, I go by. I try to be there.
Well, as long as you're there, that'll represent the show well. So
I thought you were going to say, as long as I was there, you'll be there. But as long as we got one representative.
The show will be represented.
I'll be there.
Good.
Yep. I'll be there, and I will carry the torch for Talk Sports. So you don't worry. You don't have to come if you don't want to.
I'd like to go eat.
I'll buy you some wings if you come.
I don't know if this guy eats.
Yeah, I can review them on This Guy Eats next week. My concern is that if I go, I'll want a drink, too.
Yeah, that might happen. I don't know.
Will Bear be there?
I would imagine Bear will be there since it's Russell's thing. Like,
okay,
I mean,
not going to be able to make it.
I would assume. Now, I don't know. Bear's sometimes a little weird about being out in public, but he usually comes to the events. But we'll be at Craven Wings tomorrow. I think Russell said he's going to get there about 1:30 or so for like an early lunch, maybe before tip-off, and eat and get there and get filled up and get some seats. I don't know if I'll be there that early, but I'll be there for tip-off.
Oh, boy. Oh, baby.
Kennesaw State is pulling right now, and they're shooting deep threes, and they got the look of a team. They got the look of a team that is going to win, that is actually better than Xavier.
Yeah.
The Musketeers are rattled.
They're 5 of 12 from 3, and like I said, they are doing the thing where they're coming around screens and pulling from deep. They are not shook at all.
Yeah, that looks like an upset special right there. You see stuff like that.
The bench is locked in. They're doing the thing where they're down in guard position, too.
I wonder what the live line is on this.
Cam, what's a musketeer?
I think that's just someone
like
who's fired a musket, right?
Isn't it like the Three Musketeers, the guys with like the swords and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I think that probably checks
out.
One of the worst candy bars
money.
Ever.
Let's roll.
It's like a Snickers if you took all the good stuff out of a Snickers.
My mom loves Three Musketeers.
I like Three Musketeers,
It's just nougat.
Too. What's wrong with nougat?
There's
nothing wrong with nougat, but I don't want only nougat.
Oh, that's a bad mistake.
I like a good nougat.
I like the – be careful. I like the
what?
Bite size Three Musketeers.
The bite size is better in all of them, I think.
No, I disagree there. But
I think bite size Snickers is ideal. Are you talking about the little block?
Yellow mini. Because
they've also got fun size.
No, like the little bite size. Just the ones you get for like Halloween or something. Because anything bigger than that in Three Musketeers, it's too much nougat.
Problem is you got to unwrap each of those, though. You do
for Three Musketeers, I just want one or two, though.
I think you're right, though. You do get a little more chocolate surface area.
Yeah. The ratio's better.
With the mini.
Yeah, the ratio's better.
Have you noticed that with Snickers, I don't think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I would like to know if other people have noticed, I don't think Snickers tastes as good as it used to.
I never really liked Snickers, so I can't.
And maybe it's just nostalgia, but I thought they tasted better when I was a kid. I got a Snickers the other day, and I got to say, didn't hit.
The veins in the Snickers just throws me off a little.
Love the vein.
Yeah. Cam, send us to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Misbehaving. Daddy said don't, but I said I'm gonna misbehaving.
On a windowsill. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Can you give me some Al facts?
Oh, yeah. That's on mine. That's on my list.
Okay.
I got you some Al facts.
I want some Al facts because we are now.
We're locked in.
We're locked in. On the Kennesaw State Owls, as they are up 43-36 at halftime. Quite the run to end the half. And like I've been saying, Cam, to me, they look just like they are the better team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They got that look. They got that upset look.
We went and locked in Kennesaw State on the live line on FanDuel Sportsbook. With FanDuel, you can hop on the live line at any time during a game.
Mm-hmm.
This March, take a shot at college hoops with a no-sweat bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you are new to FanDuel or already have an account. All customers can tip off the tourney day two with a no-sweat bet. I guess if you did it yesterday, you can't do it again. But just sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account to claim yours today. And if you're new to FanDuel, go to FanDuel.com/talksports, one word, to get in on the action. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to that 5 versus 12 seed matchup you've been eyeing. Although I think the 4-13 is the new 5-12.
I think so. That's the way it's trending.
3-14 is also better than the 5-12. The 3-14 springs a lot of upsets too because, like I said, our Kennesaw State Owls with two separate 14-3 runs are now.
Man, 14-3 run? Oh, man.
14-3 run, 3-14.
Oh, wow.
There's no better place to bet the tournament than FanDuel Sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/TalkSports to join now or sign into your FanDuel Sportsbook account to claim your no-sweat bet today and make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max bonus bet of $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/Sportsbook. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. I will say that from the moment we've been doing these FanDuel reads, we've been doing it since what, like 2020?
Yeah.
I want to say that's when in like October of 2020, I feel like, is when sports betting in Tennessee got legalized.
I haven't gotten to do one in a long time.
Yeah, you got us in trouble. We don't even get included on the emails anymore. I have to get them from Charlie. I don't know if that's going to affect our money or what, but I told you to quit doing those goofy reads and take them seriously.
Just try to have a little fun with it, you know?
Yeah, most companies don't like you to make a mockery of
their
live reads.
I think most people maybe get tired of hearing the same thing over
and
over.
Well, that's fine, but the companies are the ones giving the money, so. I was going to say, it does seem crazy, because I feel like when we started this live reads, like we had 7 states. Now you got to scroll all the way down. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 states now.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What a growth. Oh, yeah, there we go, Michigan State. They're
you
back,
know, I
baby.
Think,
oh,
I
to
think
the hole.
Most companies are probably okay with it.
Yeah, most are, but like, there's legalities when it comes to like gambling and stuff. You got to take those a little bit more seriously.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
I don't know that you do.
Okay, well.
You can still get Kennesaw State plus money at half.
Yeah, you can still get them at plus what? What do you got over there on
FanDuel? Plus 110 is what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Loving I think everyone that, should have room. A good sense of humor.
Baylor's in the early dog fight. I'm so mad we got teased with the quad box thing, but we don't have access. We're not one of the select users.
I think I'm gonna maybe get Marcus on this game too so that he can play, and then that way we'll gain our diamonds faster.
I don't think Marcus will do that to Russell. I think they will get mad at him, and I don't know if he has the job security that you do.
Do that to Russell? What do you mean?
Be distracted during the show. You can get about. You can get away with it. You have more job security, but Marcus is.
You don't think Marcus has job?
No, Marcus is third or fourth on the totem pole over there. I don't know where he ranks in relation to Chloe or whatever. But
I don't know. I feel like Marcus is pretty intricate. Pretty.
I mean, I like Marcus. I'm just saying. I just don't know if he can have the. I don't know if he has the cachet to be able to survive being distracted playing that basketball game, and not only being distracted but clicking nonstop. I don't think Bear would tolerate that. Russell might let it slide and do it like passive aggressive, but Bear would say something. Bear's the warden over there.
You think?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like that.
It does to me.
Well, I'm going to get.
Were you ever in a press conference with that Steve Magary guy that used to like cover Tennessee for like the USA Today or like, I think that's what it was?
What was his name?
I think it was like Steve Magary, like M-A-G-A-R-E-E.
It was a MAGA guy?
I think that's how he says it. I mean, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but
he's an AP guy.
Yeah, he retired a while
ago.
Yeah,
I remember that guy.
And he was the loudest typer I've ever been around in real life. That guy would hammer that keyboard.
Yeah, well, he probably came up at a different time, you know.
If you probably come up typewriter.
With, yeah, if you come up with typewriters, I'm sure it's a different.
I don't know if he was that old. That might not be fair.
I don't know.
I always liked him. I mean, he's always kind to me.
I remember working with like a chubby guy from. I think he was with the AP, and he died. Like he had like a heart attack.
Uh huh.
And, like, in the middle of basketball season, I think.
Yeah.
It was kind of a sad deal. Because people liked him, you know.
You're here today and gone tomorrow. You never know.
Can you stop that?
Why? It gets on your nerves?
Yeah, that is not.
You don't like it?
That is not what I'm doing.
You don't like it?
You know that.
You can't concentrate? Are you missing your shots now? Is it bothering you?
No, actually, I'm on a 17-shot streak.
Oh, wow, 17. You finally mastered a kid's game.
This is not a kid's game. This is for pretty high thinkers. I'm going for a high score, actually.
Oh, wow. Proud of you.
I might get there. I'm at 21.
I'm going to come there and rip your computer away as you.
Oh, brother.
Miss a shot.
This is a high score.
Michigan State up 49-40.
Oh, no.
This game's been about runs. Huh?
Getting in the hole.
This seems a lot like the yesterday's
23.
Maryland-West Virginia game where each team just has their time where they go like a 10-0 run. Here comes USC's wide open three in the corner. Oh, you can't miss the wide open three in the corner in March Madness. You got to be able to hit that shot. Whoever hits the wide open corner threes, that's who wins these March Madness games. And I watched Utah State miss 10 of those yesterday. Meanwhile, Missouri was just drilling all of them.
That was the difference.
They have other games, too.
Just hit your open threes. What Tennessee shoot from three last night? I mean, it obviously couldn't have been very good.
Probably hit our 30% we needed.
We did not. We were 4 of 16. Nope. We were 4 of 16. Kumwa was 1 of 3. Vescovi only shot 2. He was 1 of 2. Josiah was 1 of 4. And Tyreek was 1 of 5. So nobody shot a good percentage, really, except Vescovi, but he only shot twice.
Do you think if we make 13 threes, we'll beat Duke?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be
I think if we hit 13 threes, we'll beat anybody in the country.
Would that be a good number?
Yeah, I mean.
What's a good number?
I mean.
All of them.
To me, 8 is like the number I want to be at. At least. Like 20, 8.
It's only 21 points. It's 24, I know.
Did you know it when you said it, or did you realize it after you said it?
How would you like our scoring breakdown to be? 24 from three, and then like 40 in the paint, and then like another 20 from free throws?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you can do that, obviously, like, Tennessee's going to win a lot of games if they score 80-something points.
83 points.
I want about 12 points from the free throw line at least, 14 points, somewhere around there. Yeah, another 24 from the three-point line would be great because, I mean, if you look at that, a team that struggles to score is already at, what, 38 points?
6 points from beyond half court.
No, I don't need any of those. 6 points from beyond half court means you had to hit two and a half buzzer beaters. I don't want that.
That's not good. Yeah. That means you're in overtime probably. Yeah. Or maybe you won on a half court shot.
Maybe you won on a half court shot. which I would take, but like I don't think it's ideal.
Now Butler almost had to do that against Duke.
I will say I don't want Tyreek Key to be our leading scorer. I don't necessarily like him getting 31 minutes. Like, it doesn't seem like Barnes is going to go to the, you know, Vescovy and then, like, Phillips, Josiah, Meshack lineup very often. I think that gives our best, like, athleticism out there. Like, to me, when Key's out there, our defense and our athleticism are lacking, but mm-hmm. he was willing to shoot the ball last night and score, so we did kind of need his minutes last night, but... To me, Kumwa's got to be better. If we're going to beat Duke, like, Kumwa's got to be better. Phillips has to be better. Vescovy has to shoot more. So, when you ask, like, my scoring breakdown of, like, players, like, I would rather, like, Kumwa add about 15 points himself. I want an aggressive Kumwa. I assume we're going to kind of keep the same starting lineup next game, and Oros will be starting.
With that flip guy.
Is he athletic enough to guard him, though? Like, I feel like that flip guy plays a lot around, like, the perimeter, too, right?
No, he's definitely not athletic enough.
Right.
I mean, he can bully him a little bit, maybe. And that, I mean, maybe that'll help.
I feel like the guy easily rattled, maybe.
Kyle Filipkowski, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like if you play for Duke, you got to be named Kyle.
I mean... How often is that guy shooting from three? Do we know? Like, it's
enough for it to be a problem.
I mean, he only shot one yesterday against Oral Roberts, but like in their ACC championship game, he shot five.
Yeah, we don't need Uroš dealing with that.
Is he 7 feet tall?
Yeah, he was 1 of 5 from three. So I mean, not a great percentage. So you can live with him shooting five if he's only going to hit one of them. 1 of 2 from three against Miami, and 4 of 6 from three from Pittsburgh.
Knowing our luck, he would just be banging those things home.
He was 4 of 8 earlier this season against Virginia Tech. So there's a handful of games where he has at least 5 attempts. Like, if he goes 1 of 5, though, I think you live with it.
Yeah.
He's just going to be kind of a matchup problem. Like, maybe that's more of a Jonas matchup than Uroš.
Yeah.
Because I give Jonas a little bit more credit for being a little, you know, more agile.
Being able to move.
You didn't get much for the second straight game from Toby Awaka last night. He gave you 8 minutes. Grabbed an offensive rebound, grabbed 2 defensive rebounds, 2 assists, a block. So, I mean, he didn't score. I don't know if maybe he gets a crack at Filipkowski as well, since maybe he's a little bit more agile. But I don't know if you could trust him not to foul out there on the perimeter. So I do wonder what Barnes will do.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that as well.
We'll come back with Cam's Animal Kingdom. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Steve Irwin. Holy smokes, that was too close. Danger, danger, danger.
All right, Cam, what animal mascots do we have today?
All right, we're going to start off with the strong, the powerful, the great horned owl. Ooh, just like the owls of Kennesaw State high above the Musketeers. The great horned owl is probably the most common owl in the U.S. It's usually what you hear if you're ever hearing owls around at night, around your house, stuff like that. They look sweet. They're sweet-looking owls. They get their name from their tufted feathers at the top of their head that look like horns. They got the big yellow eyes. They are some cool-looking birds. But, yeah, the great horned owl, most common owl probably in the U.S. They're pretty good size, too, as well, and they are known for taking out animals of at least their same size. They will hunt other birds such as peregrine falcons and other owls even. They play no games. They will take out anything.
Are owls actually as smart as we give them credit for?
They're smart. I wouldn't say that they're not the smartest bird species the way we, you know, wise owls, stuff like
right.
that. Like crows and things like that are smarter than owls. But
are they as wise?
Do we call owls, what a terrible pass, do we call owls that wise just because they look like a grandpa of the bird kingdom,
I
maybe?
I think so. I think that's where that comes from.
They
just look
creeps.
Very stoic.
They're gray. They seem old. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, they look...
Yeah. They just look like they're up there judging you from their tree.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. Crows do have a lot of beef with owls. If you ever hear a bunch of crows going crazy, it's usually kind of because there's an owl somewhere nearby, and they love harassing the owls because they know the owls can take them out. So they will gang up on the owls to kind of scare them away.
Tweeter writes in, are you still doing This Man Eats? Looking for a good local place to have dinner tonight.
Oh, boy.
Well, Tweeter, in hour one, we realized that Cody did not fulfill his duty. And by the way, it's This Guy Eats, not This Man Eats, but thank you for your support anyways. But This Guy did not go out and eat anywhere last night or this week to tell the people where to eat tonight. So, no, tune in maybe next Friday. Maybe we'll see if he does his segment
then.
It's
the NCAA tournament, bro. It's the biggest sports weekend of the year.
People would say the Masters is bigger, the NFL playoffs are bigger.
No, they wouldn't.
Anyways, Cam, keep going.
Masters.
Yeah, they have excellent hearing, great vision at night. Their eyes don't move in their socket, so they can't do the side eye like we can.
They do like
the whole neck turn, right? Yeah, they can do the 180 head turn of their
180?
Head. 180? Yeah, they can do a 180 swivel of their head. So they're more than 180 to look any direction. They're good.
So they can go all the way behind their neck?
Yeah.
Like, all the way, like they can go right. They literally have eyes in the back of their head?
Yeah, owls are nuts. They also have super soft feathers, which makes them fly almost silently, which helps
them
sneak up on prey.
Sometimes I see them in my dreams at night.
Oh, well, that's probably an omen.
You think so? What do you think it means?
It means you're haunted by lots of demons.
Is that common?
Owls in your dreams?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. I haven't had an owl in my dream anytime recently.
My stepsister really loved owls.
Maybe you miss your stepsister. Maybe you've been watching too much pornography and you need to switch your genre.
I don't think owls are involved in it.
No, but they represent your stepsister, and you've been watching a lot of stepsister porn, it sounds like.
Whoa, come on now.
What animal do we have next, Cam?
Next up, we have the horned frogs of TCU.
I noticed a theme here. We got horns on both of these animals
so far. We're going pretty horny from this segment so far. The horned frogs are actually not even frogs. Common misconception, and it annoys me that people don't know that. They're actually horned lizards. But TCU's stupid and calls them.
I saw so many big lizards in Florida.
Oh, they're everywhere.
I'll show you pictures.
You're talking like iguanas?
Yes. I saw they were this big. They were so big, just like, and they were just out and about.
They're everywhere.
That's how it was.
That's
in Key
West. Stuff that, like, when it gets cold, they fall out of the trees and they're talking about
so
that.
It's so cool, though.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
They're an invasive species, not supposed to be there.
They
are pretty cool. Iguanas are pretty sweet.
They look neat.
But the horned lizard
very pretty.
Is basically what people call a horned frog. It's the nickname there in Texas for some reason. But they are basically just little lizards covered in little horned scales all over them, so they look pretty spiky. They eat a lot of small bugs, stuff like that, live in pretty arid desert kind of areas. Wild thing
desert
about them.
Areas? Oh, okay, so Texas. I thought we were talking about the lizards, or the iguanas, I mean, from Florida. I don't think of Florida as a desert.
No deserts there.
Two straight missed corner threes, bro. You can't win a tournament.
Haven't scored in 4 minutes. It's crazy. The wildest thing about these lizards is their way of defending themselves from predators is they squirt blood out of their eyes.
Oh.
So they're pretty hardcore.
Like squirt like from like me to Cody? Like
it's a squirt. Yeah, they shoot blood out of their eyes to kind of like scare predators away.
That would scare me away if somebody shot blood at me.
What a damn weirdo. Get me out of here.
Exactly. So that's how they kind of defend themselves from predators, because they're pretty small lizards, pretty keep to themselves, just eat little ants and bugs and things like that. Look cool, but they are not frogs. They are lizards. Even the logo that you see of TCU, that is the lizard. That is what it looks like. They are actually lizards. That is the main thing there. Last animal I got for you. The Diamondback Terrapin of Maryland, only turtle in the world that lives in brackish water, is a terrapin.
It's an iguana.
Well, whatever they are.
Great photography work.
I'll show you, Cam.
You should have went and picked one up.
Very easy picture.
Yeah, that's an iguana. They'll bite you.
Are they bad?
No, they're pretty chill, but they'll bite you if you're annoying them. But, terrapins, only turtle in the world, live in brackish water, which is pretty cool.
He's talking about terrapins. Sit down. He's seen lizards before. No one cares about lizards, bro.
They're not lizards. They're iguanas.
This is a type of lizard.
He had a big orange head.
That's a sweet
should have brought
one.
Him home.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Cam. What are we up doing next?
But, Cody keeps distracting me. So basically, they're the only turtle that lives in brackish water, which, if you don't know what that means,
I don't know what that means.
Mix of where fresh water meets salt water.
Okay.
So they live in like the open mouths of rivers, stuff like that. Only turtle in the world that does that. They have their they get their name from their diamondback paddles on their or patterns on their scuttles, which are parts of the shell. And they're all unique, just like fingerprints. No two diamondbacks will have the same pattern on the back of their shell.
That's cool.
But, yeah, they are basically live most of their life in water, that brackish water. They have pretty unique ways of they can basically tell the difference of, like, how salty water is since they live in that kind of environment. They will they can even, like, drink the fresh water from rain if it's on the top of the salt water before it settles in. So they can get some fresh water. They also are known to stick their necks out of the water and catch rainwater as well to get some fresh water there.
Okay.
But they are pretty sweet. Look pretty cool for turtles. And like I said, like they're the only one that kind of lives in that kind of tough, brackish environment. You'll catch them in the mangroves, stuff like that, mouths of rivers, all sorts of stuff like that. Super cool. Strong swimmers. Eat lots of like clams and snails
over
there.
Are they as slow as all the other turtles?
On land, yeah, but turtles. I think turtles are a little faster than people give them credit.
That's what I was gonna ask. Is that another misconception? Like the wise owls, the turtle. I've seen some slow turtles.
Yeah,
but.
I think the land-based turtles though, and tortoises. Those are all pretty slow. But like, if you get one of these turtles, you like pull out of water. They can scurry because they got the swimming power. You know, it's you put them somewhere where they can still push off and
strong
stuff.
Legs, okay.
Yeah, they'll keep it going a little bit, but yeah, like a terrestrial turtle, like a box turtle or a tortoise.
Got turtles too.
Why are they in the?
Did you just go to
the
zoo?
I told you about that, didn't I?
No, I know that was the
joke.
That
place I went to.
Yeah, I didn't care about it then. I don't care about it now.
Cam, you want
to
see my
turtles? Terrapins also supposedly taste good, as they were almost hunted to extinction.
Turtle soup.
Yeah.
Hour two in the books. We could go off hour three with headlines.
Matlock Tire, East Tennessee's number.